Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, and we're going to continue to make our way through 1 Peter, the amazing power of the Word of God. And remember, as we make our way through this, friends, this is a personal word to everyone. It's sent to the whole earth, and sent to the whole earth through the church, from the Lord, in the power of the Holy Spirit. This is, the Holy Spirit breathes this word into existence through the authors who wrote it. And it's a living word, and it's a word that's meant to change your life today. It's not just data that we hold in our head, you know, information like you did in a class, a good class or good history class or something, where we acquire information. It's not just an acquisition of information. This is something different. This is, indeed, it is information, but it's a living word communicating a living reality, and it's a love letter. It's God's word from His heart to your heart. And this word, when it's internalized, and we believe it, and we walk in it, we entrust ourselves to it, it changes us in a way that no other word can do. There's just no book anywhere on the planet like this. And so this is why we're spending so much time trying to lay hold of what you might say the identity-forming passages of the New Testament. And why am I doing that? Why are we doing that? Well, number one, it's just a practice Christians have always done because it's so important. We want to receive from the Lord with clarity what He says about us, what He wants us to know what He sees when He sees us. You know, He wants us to know what He's given to us, what He died for, and what He's establishing, and what He's offering to each and every one of us in these acts of love by which He reveals the kingdom of God to us in so many ways and in such profound and deep dimensions. Of course, at the heart of it all is the radical reality that God, the revelation of the Trinity, that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God is love. And that you and I were made to be united to Him in that love, to just know that love and to walk in it, find our identity and our security in it, knowing that we're made by Him and made for Him. And of course, as I said yesterday, the battle's right there in our culture. You can see it every day. We are in a moment in history. There's a deep battle and there's a transition that's happening. The story of God, the security about the story of God, the confidence in the story of God is being replaced in the culture by a radically different worldview that's making a break from the Judeo-Christian worldview. And so as when you break from the story of God, you got to make up your own story. And you break from the truth of where we get things like our fundamental identity. When that's no longer something we receive in humility and gratitude and we walk in it, like God's plan for the human race, we're not alone here. We're not wandering in a meaningless existence of matter in motion. There's an origin to all this. All of creation and its wonder and its beauty and its power, it communicates the reality of God. And we come forth from the love of the Creator. Everything that was made from love. It's made for love. It's made by love, ultimately. And now we're living here in a fallen world that's fallen from a connection to that love in so many ways. And here the ministry of the church is meant to be living in that love and communicating that love in the power of the Holy Spirit. But the church, when the church begins to lose sight of her own identity, and that happens, not the church as a whole. It'll never happen that the church as a whole is in that situation. But living in the world, over time, people, we can become like the book of Revelation shows us in the seven churches there that we've talked about on the program in the past. These different churches represent dimensions and ways in which the church either thrives or struggles and battles and wins battles and loses battles in history, what it looks like in history. And it's clear that some of the churches like Laodicea, the church in Laodicea, which is rich and powerful and influence, became very lukewarm. Lukewarm on God, lukewarm on God's plan. It means the heart begins to go cold. We're no longer seeing God as the center of our life and our reward and living from that love because we begin to give ourselves to other things as they did, idols, and we begin to overly invest. Secondary things become primary in our lives. And being with God, talking with God, walking with God, receiving the Holy Spirit, cherishing this precious pearl of great price or the treasure that's hidden in the field, these kinds of things begin to become distant. And then we accommodate to the world. We begin to pursue the world and we start raising up things in the world and overvaluing them. And then we start groveling after them, chasing after them, competing, fighting for them. And we lose sight of the treasure that's here. And so the apostles, and why it's important for us to see and talk about the word of God that's being communicated, is this word has power to ground us, to form us, shape us, bring us into what the scripture promises to us, being able to receive the promises of God. Without the word of God, we will not be able to come to understand who God is, who we are. And we won't be, as a result, able to come into a living experience of the love of God and the fruits of the Holy Spirit growing in our lives, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. These are realities that only come to be in us. And if you check your heart, deep down, you want this more than anything. These realities that exist in God, exist in Christ, that He wants to communicate to us, we will not be able to access them and walk in them without the Word of God being in us richly and in a deep way and our living from it, because that truth washes over us. It cleanses us. It renews our minds and gives us strength. And we begin to live with Jesus. This is a relationship document, you know, you could say. This is a love letter. And when the heart falls in love, we start connecting with God, the one we're made for, the only one who could ultimately satisfy us and bring us to the place of wonder. It fulfills all the fundamental human desires to be known, to be enjoyed, to be fascinated, to be great, to be free of shame, to live a wholehearted, passionate life, to have a lasting impact, a life of relevance. All these things that the human heart seeks can only be found ultimately in a lasting way in God. So we left off yesterday listening to St. Peter from the second chapter of his first letter. He's speaking into us about who we are. This is one of those great identity passages where he tells you, this is who you are. This is who we are. He said, first of all, we're a chosen race, which I touched on yesterday. We are a royal priesthood, which I touched on yesterday. So I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. Friends, the radio programs are archived there this week and last week's and, you know, the weeks before. You can access them all there. I began to talk about St. Peter in last week's program covering the first chapter. If you want to catch up and listen to it and kind of draw on it, I'd suggest getting the Renewal Ministries app is one of the best ways to do this, because the program sometimes, this program's on very early in the morning in some places and it's easy to miss. But if you have the app, you can listen to it in a way that's completely convenient to you whenever you want to. And when you're there, browse the website, look at our YouTube videos. I think the Lord is giving us a lot to give away and to build you up and to strengthen you. And also, friends, we offer all this stuff for free and we trust the Lord's provision. And if God puts it on your heart to be able to give us some financial support, that would be great. And there's a donate button there on the website that you could go to if you feel so led. Okay, so chosen race, royal priesthood. And then he said, you're a holy nation. We're a nation. We're God's kingdom. And Jesus is the king of the kingdom. Remember what he said when he began to preach the gospel? He said, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. And he's saying it in enemy-occupied territory, where the kingdom of this world, the kingdom of Satan, has been established. He came to break the power of that kingdom and that rule. No matter what people want to tell you, friends, there are two ultimate realities, two kingdoms at work here. There's a kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. And as Jesus said to St. Paul in Acts chapter 26, after he had that amazing vision of Christ on the road to Damascus, he said, I've appeared to you, Paul. And essentially he said, I've revealed my glory to you and my majesty and his kingship. And Paul saw it. And he said, why, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And Paul's like, what? So I was like, well, like, who am I persecuting? You know, I persecuted the Jews who began to follow you. And he says, you're persecuting me. And he's revealing the essence of the kingdom. That is, people who are baptized into Christ as his followers, we're united with him in one body, in one full communion, under his lordship, under his gifting, under his protection, under his blessing, under his favor, walking in his power. We're united to him. That's how deeply Jesus both wants to be with us. Remember John 17, that intimate prayer he says to the Father, Father, I want them to be with me. I want them to be united to me. As you're in me, Father, and I in you, so we in them. That's how deep this is, and it was all revealed to Paul. And then he said, and I've done this, I've shown you this, Paul, because I'm calling you to serve me, and I want you to go forward to the Gentiles and others and bring this message to the whole world, is where it's going to go. And here's the essence of it, that you will lead them, he said, from darkness to light, and from Satan to God, through the forgiveness of sins, and make it possible for them to become part of this royal priesthood and holy nation. So that's Jesus' perspective of what's going on the earth. I mean, there's all kinds of voices today in the church and in the world that just is no longer acceptable to say that there's a demonic realm and that people who are not baptized into Christ are in darkness. You know, they said, no, everybody's got their own light. Everybody's got their own path. There really is no devil. All there is a battle with the false self, and let's get rid of that. Once we get rid of that, we realize we're all totally united, and all kinds of things like that are being said, and it undermines and it contradicts what Jesus has revealed to us. So we're a holy nation that we are under the Lord, and we're set apart for God. That's what it means to be holy. We're set apart for God. And we're called to walk in his ways and to be righteous, that is to be rightly related to God and walking in his commandments. That's what characterizes us. And we as a holy nation, we love it. We're living for the King. He's our delight. He's our reward. He's our treasure. He's the reason we're alive. He's the joy of our lives. And so living in him is the whole purpose of what identifies this nation and walking in him. And then he goes on to say, you are God's own people. We belong to God. We're his possession. Like Paul would say, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And he said, I gladly give up all that I've acquired, all that I've boasted in, because I've come to see the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. The surpassing worth. That's the great question, friends. Do people walk away from the church in these difficult times? Why? My view is because they've never really beheld the treasure. They never have seen Christ captivated by him in such a way that their hearts were radically converted and brought into the awareness of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ, the inestimable value that we've been given, weak and broken people. When that happens in the human heart, people aren't going to walk away from the church just because, walk away from Christ just because Judas is present, you know, in the body in different ways, so to speak. Lord, I pray that each one of us could come to know that surpassing worth and lay hold of this chosen race, royal priesthood, holy nation identity that you've given to us. God bless you, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.